Around the Home on the Lucianne Lantz Show with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor as we talk with their members. It's been so hard, hasn't it, to do business? And in the home improvement industry, they've come up with some novel approaches to making sure that their clients are able to get served. Well, joining us today from KSI Kitchen and Bath Design Center, we welcome senior designer Jill Johnson. And Jill, I know that KSI, like a lot of businesses, has been meeting virtually with your customers and staying safe. How has that been working out?
So it's been working pretty well. It's a little different than what we're used to having. Instead of having people come into the showroom to look at stuff, we actually are doing it virtually with whatever app they would like to use. I actually prefer the Zoom app because with the Zoom app, we can share our screens. And so when they send me their dimensions and inspirational pictures and things like that, I can take it and create the design and then share my screen with the client and walk them through design ideas that I had come up with for their space and show them a little bit of a storyboard with all their finishes on there and explain to them that I pulled pictures from their inspirational pictures or their Pinterest page, house page, into the design and basically present it that way. So that seems to be working really well. We have also, we can drop samples off and do like a porch drop-off and a porch pickup so they can actually touch and feel because everybody's computer color generation is a little bit different. So we actually really want them to see the color tones that are put into design to make sure that's exactly what they were looking for. So we have been doing that. Countertop, too, where people have been swapping out countertops. So we've been dropping off countertop samples and things like that. So it seems to be working pretty well on our end. So,
what technology are you using for the drawings? I'm looking at an upstairs bathroom rendering that you did using the method you just described, which is just amazing when I think about it, that you haven't even probably met your client and you're talking about all of this virtually and they're even doing their own measurements. But this is such a beautiful design that you've created for this bathroom, and it plays off of exactly what her desires were.
Yep, so we actually use a 2020 program for our CAD, and then we basically use our Snap tool that everybody would have on their computer, and we copy and paste into a PowerPoint presentation that we then would present. If we're in the showroom here, we actually pull it up on a large screen TV so they can see it in a very large picture. That way, up the way that you have is by just doing it on a PowerPoint and emailing that, or in the Zoom, you would just see it on your screen. So it's just something that we have come up with to create presentations to help move our process along and get to explain our design ideas to our clients.
Jill Johnson, senior designer with KSI Kitchen and Bath Design Center here in Ann Arbor. Jill, what are some of the challenges doing it this way? For me, it would probably be doing the measurements.
Yes, so basically the measurements would be one, obviously. We would then have to confirm those measurements. Number two would be, like I say, the color resolution is probably not the same on your computer as on my computer. So we just want to make sure that dropping the samples off and things like that with our clients that they get to see that and touch and feel it. So we want that would probably be the most difficult thing is the color resolution, I think. The other thing would be if the dimensions are really off and our design is totally not going to work, that would be the other disadvantage because they will fall in love with the design that you have, and then when you go do your final dimensions, it may be off. I do know there was one of other designers in our company that the homeowner left for a couple hours and left the door unlocked. They went in, did some measurements before they started doing their designing, so they were able to get the exact measurements they need, and nobody was in contact with anybody. So we can do that also. We do recommend wearing masks and gloves, and even going into people's homes, we have booties, too, to put the booties on and things like that. So,
do you think that this way of doing business that we've had to do during the pandemic is going to change the way we do business moving forward, particularly for your line of work at KSI Kitchen and Bath Design Center?
I think it will, with technology, even, in the last 5 years, I have seen it change where people come in with pictures on their phones. It could be a video on their phone. They've already, with our five-step process called Bringing Design Home, we already jump to step three when they have that information so that we can just automatically get started with designing. So I think you could do almost everything virtually by doing emails and, you know, this PowerPoint presentation back and forth. But I do feel it's important to have them come in at least one time to, again, see the samples all together, touch and feel the cabinets, see how the drawer rolls, see how the door the hinge stops and slowly closes your door, looking at the accessories that I may have added inside the cabinetry, like the pull-out trash, the spice pull-out, roll-out trays. Things like that, I think, are important to have your clients touch and feel and understand that that is what they're going to be getting. So I think, you know, we could narrow it down. Instead of 2 to 3 meetings in the design center, we go to just one meeting in the design center, and we do everything else virtually. Hmm.
Jill, let's talk about some of the product lines there are and what the latest trends are in kitchen and bath today. I noticed some of the key ones on these designs. Maybe you could describe for us what this particular homeowner is doing, but give us an overall view of kind of where we're headed in the future with these designs.
You know, I think right now we are mixing cool tones and warm tones together. You know, white is still very, very popular. It's a very classic color, and then you also have the gray. I feel gray is a trendy color. I think it's going to be here for maybe 4 or 5 more years, and then we're going to see some wood tones that add texture to the kitchen or bath area to add a little bit of that in there. You know, you could mix, you know, the white on the outside, the perimeter of your kitchen, and then go with a very dark island. Right now the trend is to go with a gray island and stay in those cool tones. But then if you add the hardwood floor in there throughout your whole kit, you know, your whole house, how do you tone down the hardwood floor so it's not so warm? A lot of people like the warm tones in the hardwood floor. So you somehow have to incorporate your warm and cool tones evenly without one looking off. So I think, you know, moving forward, I think we're going to see a little bit more wood tones. I do know some of my cabinet companies are coming out with more of a whitewash on a wood. So you still have that grain of the wood coming through, but then you do have like the whitewash on it. So you still get that white feeling, but you have texture added to it.
That's interesting. And how about faucets and tile and those sorts of accompaniments?
Well, you know, the champagne is becoming very, very popular, which is basically your gold tones are coming back. Again, that's a way to warm up your cool tone kitchen or bath with the white cabinets. You could do the champagne. That adds some warmth to it. You know, tile, the subway tile has been very classic. I think we're going to continue to see that, and I think then they're just going to add a pop of color, either with their accessories, their towels, things like that. Instead of adding a colorful tile, you'll still have your clients that will add that pop of color in their tile so your eye draws in, brings you into the room. But, you know, changing that out when the trend is gone is a little bit more expensive than changing a towel. So I encourage my clients to stay with classic finishes and then pop our color with accessories and towels and things like that so that, that the expenses, when it goes out of style, you're not at a high expense to change it out.
Are you surprised how long subway tile has lasted? I personally am not a big fan of it. I like something that's more elegant. I love marble backsplashes, that sort of design. But I know a lot of people love that subway tile.
Yep, it's subway. I would say 8 out of 10 clients that I have are all subway. They just love the subway look. I will tell you, I like to do a long linear, a little bit longer linear than the standard 3x6 in a bathroom, especially in your tub shower area. It just makes the space look a lot larger. You don't have as much grout, so you don't have that crisscrossing going on that you do on a 3x6. I still use the 3x6 subway in a kitchen backsplash, though. But or you could do a long linear, a 2x6 or 2x4, and have a little bit more linear space lines than you do bigger lines. So, but in the bathrooms, I like to use a little bit larger subway. Still gives you that effect, but it's larger.
Is there a way to eliminate or reduce grout? Because it, let's face it, it just gets dirty. And Then you're unhappy with it, or you have to have it cleaned.
Right.
Is there a process that can be done with that isn't so in your face, I guess?
Well, there are a couple companies that have come out with a power grout that is a little bit more less sand-based, so it doesn't have that absorption that you get on a sand grout. And that does really help cut down the staining and you know, it falling out of your tile and things like that. So I do know that has come out. There's also an enhancer that you can add into the grout that helps with all those properties that, that people do not like at the end of the, you know, with the grout being cleanliness, it falling out, it coming out, things like that. So, but to eliminate it altogether, that unfortunately is not, unless you go with the real big, big tiles, like the 13 by 13, 18 by 18 tiles, you know, but you really need a larger space for those to really look, you know, look right.
Well, Jill, I'll make one prediction, and that is after all of us being forced to stay in our homes for as long as we've had, we've certainly seen all of the problems that are there.
Yes.
And I suspect businesses like KSI are really going to be booming as people are eager to make those updates in their home.
Well, we hope so. I mean, I've had a couple that say, you know, staying at home, I've pointed out a few things that I want to change, and they've emailed me and asked me, you know, how can we change this or that and all that kind of stuff. So I really think that we are going to see that push. So hopefully soon, you know, when we can open up and everybody can either, you know, move around and get to go out to friends' house, dinner, that again.
But in the meantime, certainly you'd love to hear from them, and you can absolutely do it virtually and stay safe. They're following all the CDC safety and health guidelines and doing these virtual meetings. And so many of us have collected our Pinterest photos, and we know what we like, and it's easy to be able to share that with you electronically and get started on that project. Jill Johnson, great talking with you out of KSI Kitchen and Bath Design Center. She is senior designer there, and you can visit KSIKitchens.com, KSIKitchens.com. And they are members of Bragg Ann Arbor, the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. So you can also go to BraggAnnArbor.com. Great talking with you today, Jill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucianne.
Jill Johnson, senior designer with KSI. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.